Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and you're dressed to kill.
Thank you.
Well, it's not like a compliment. It's an observation.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
What I'm saying is, it's not like I meant to give you a compliment. I was just describing. Although you deserve a compliment.
Thanks.
Right. But no, I was just merely mentioning a fact. I mean, you've got like leather pants.
Yeah.
Right?
Leather boots.
Leather boots.
Black top.
Yeah, you're all black today.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yep.
That's a good look though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have to wear all black to work because all my colored clothes is just like too much. They'd send me home for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, black always works though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. And your hair is dark and black, so it goes great.
Thanks.
Well, so you did put in some time this morning.
Yeah.
How much time do you have to put in? 3 hours, did you say?
No, this morning I set my alarm for 4 because I really wanted to go to the gym.
Good.
And I was so tired, but I went to bed early. I went to bed at 9:45 last night.
Wow.
And I could not wake up at 4.
Yeah.
So I like slept till about 6. Then I just like laid there and I was like, no, for like 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And then I just hopped in the shower and then got ready until it was time to go.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So like
and there's
hours.
No way to shorten that process, huh? Of getting ready.
Mm-mm. And if I did like eyeliner and stuff, it would have taken me longer.
Wow, what if that's a pretty big deal to have to prepare so long to get out of the house,
right? And then I went to Starbucks and some guy walked up to me while I was waiting for my coffee and was like, abortion's not a choice.
What?
And I go, excuse me? He goes, you can't get one. I go, you need to get the fuck away from me.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. And his friends were so embarrassed. I'm like, do I look pregnant or something?
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, I don't think, I don't know what he meant by it. I don't think you understood.
He's like, we were just discussing this. What are your thoughts? I go, my thoughts is it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm not having this conversation with a stranger.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my thoughts on that,
what
sir.
What the fuck? People have balls, man, right?
Yeah, he definitely had some balls.
Yeah.
Like, you can leave now.
Right.
You're making everyone in Starbucks uncomfortable. And he's saying it so loud.
Really?
And it looks like I'm part of the conversation. I'm like, dude, I'm literally just waiting for my coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let me get the fuck out of here.
I'm like,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's harassment, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Back up.
Leave me alone, guys.
Leave me the fuck alone. How about that?
Do you but you must get looks and glances and stuff, right, when you walk in and stuff? I mean, dressed like this.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. Compared to when, right? I'm not dressed up, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's right. Like, it's not even the same. But right. I mean, don't get me wrong, when I look like shit, I still get looked at, which is weird.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah,
but like when I'm dressed like this, like even one of some guy came up to me and was like, I really like your outfit. And his friend was like, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I'm a painter. I'm an artist. I know good outfits when I see one. I was like, well, painting and my outfit have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
But thanks for the compliment.
It's crazy you have to fight off all this bullshit.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it doesn't bother me. I was more bothered by the abortion approach. I don't care when guys hit on me.
Right.
So I've had this crush. I've had a crush on this guy. He was in that movie on Netflix, To All the Boys.
I probably haven't
seen before.
It.
Yeah, you definitely haven't. But
right.
He's like 22. He's like a young guy. But I think he's super cute. He was in my job the other night.
Ah.
And he like talked to me. Like,
really?
Yeah, I was like standing by the kitchen. And when he walked out of the bathroom, we had like a conversation. So I couldn't tell if like he's just a friendly guy or he thought I was attractive. So on his way out, I wrote my number on a piece of paper and I gave it to him. I said, if you ever feel like using it.
Really?
And he started laughing because he probably gets that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He never used it.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd rather shoot my shot than not, you know?
That's true. You tried.
Yeah, exactly.
And besides, he knows where to find you if he wants
to. Well, he was there last night.
Really?
Yeah, but I wasn't working, so I was like, I wonder if he went back in for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would lose a number on a piece of paper within seconds.
How do you know he was there if he didn't work?
My coworker texted me and was like, your crush is here again. And I was like, fuck. Why couldn't he be there tomorrow night when I'm actually working? So I can be like, oh, so you ain't going to use my number or what? Yeah. Or just ignore him like a piece of shit. But he's cute. I mean, I'm a decade older than him.
Yeah.
So it would just be like strictly having fun. But
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And maybe he doesn't want that.
Yeah. Maybe he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a respectful guy and he's like, I have a chick.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know? Hmm. Very interesting. I don't know. I mean, guys.
I mean, that's never happened to me before, though.
Yeah.
Having some guy, like, not at least text me back.
Right.
Like, I don't give out my number. Excuse me.
Yeah. But you see the benefits of fame, you know, where women give you numbers and shit like that.
Yeah. Can you imagine how many of those he gets, like, a day?
Right.
So he probably just, like, crumpled it up and put it in whatever pile of other numbers he has.
Yeah. I'm sure that's why most people want to get famous. So
no, it's so, they no, don't, mean, believe, they don't. No, I mean, think so,
they can get away with shit like that. You know, I mean, where people have crushes on them, and then they, you know.
I don't know if I just think he's cute, yeah. Like little boy cute, which is kind of weird. But yeah.
Did you see the actor that's gonna play Aladdin? I mean, you want to talk about cute? Did you see the?
I don't find him good looking at all, and I don't think the chick playing looking either. And I think they could have done a way better fucking job.
Really? Because he looks kind of cute. He looks like Aladdin.
No, the guy playing Jafar is way cuter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, can't you switch roles?
I didn't see Jafar, but yeah, let's see. Jafar will be played by Marwan Kenzari and Mena Massoud. So they're all Arabs, it seems like, right?
I mean, as they many should be, them. Because it's like they were Arab in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if it was white, people would be in a fucking uproar.
Not really.
Yes, they would. If they got white people to play Aladdin and Jasmine, it would be a fucking problem.
But I think they made them look... I mean, they looked white in the cartoon.
No, they did not. Come Jasmine on. Looked 110% Arab, and even everyone that's playing the... Even if you get the Jasmine doll, she's dark skinned. She's like my color.
Yeah.
It's not white.
Huh.
You can't have a white girl playing Jasmine. People would literally be like, I'm not seeing this shit.
Well, this one is white. The one that's playing in the...
And she looks nothing like her. Everyone's pissed about it.
Well, is she supposed to look like the cartoon, though?
She looks nothing like the cartoon.
No, I'm saying, but in real action, you don't really look for people to look like the
you do.
Cartoons themselves.
Yeah, when they remade Cinderella, the bitch looked just like Cinderella.
Yeah, but Cinderella looks different in different paintings. You're talking about the Disney version, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I don't look at paintings.
No, not paintings, but people would draw Cinderella. Like, I remember as a child, I read several Cinderella books, and they all have different pictures and stuff. So
right.
I never really knew what she looks like. You just know what she's dressed like.
Yeah, like the puffy gown.
Right,
or
the face,
like dressed like a bum.
Yeah, but the face, I don't think they really. But yeah, he kind of looks like Aladdin in the picture, you know. So I don't know. But do you think the movie is going to be good?
I think it's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really tell if it's going to be good or not.
Right.
Like, the Beauty and the Beast remake was really good because they didn't change the original movie.
Right.
They added a couple new songs, but other than that, the movie was exactly how it was, and that's why I enjoyed it so much. So if Aladdin is exactly how it is in the original and they don't change anything about it, maybe add a couple songs, then I'll like it. But if they go and they, like, change the storyline or give us like another version of Aladdin, I'm gonna be pissed.
Right.
Yeah, and I think everybody else will. Like, you can't remake a classic and then not make it exactly how we are expecting it.
Right.
You know.
And then you have Will Smith as a genie,
mm-hmm.
and he's probably gonna steal the show. You know.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's obsessed with him. He's like the best.
Yeah,
ever.
Because the way they made him look.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He's probably going to steal the show like Robin Williams did.
Yeah.
In the movie.
I wonder if Robin Williams would be playing a genie. Yeah.
Yeah. But, Will Smith is what? In his 50s, probably.
I think he's in like late 40s, right? No?
No, he's probably my age or something.
No, he's not 56. Let's see.
No? Well, I'm 58. Don't forget.
I thought you were 57, no?
No, 58. I'm going to be 59. Fuck.
It's all right.
You don't need to remind me. But no, I'm learning to accept the old age, you know.
Will Smith.
You can't really fight it. You don't want to fight it. You have to accept who
he's
are.
He's 50.
50.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't more than that. Because Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was like when I was like a kid.
Right.
And he was like at least 15, 16 years older than me at that point.
Right. Okay. Well, 50 it is.
Mm-hmm.
Still looks and acts great. So yeah. There you go, you know. What about Jada? We haven't seen her in anything in a while, right?
No, she has the Red Table Talk.
Where is that? Like a series?
Yeah, it's a Facebook series. Oh. And she like interviews people. It's actually doing really well. So that's probably where she's making her bread and butter.
A Facebook series? I haven't heard of those.
Yeah, it's Red Table Talk. And they just talk about like serious issues. They'll have other celebrities on. It's kind of like they just sit at a red table.
Right. But no movies, right?
I haven't seen her in a movie, no.
Yeah. She was in the Matrix sequels, and I liked her in it. I didn't like the movies. I never seen
The Matrix.
I know you never have.
Not my type of thing. I love Keanu Reeves, too, but it's just not my type of movie.
How do you know? You haven't seen it, though.
I've seen, like, bits and pieces, and I can tell. All I need is...
No, you need the story. The story is what's important.
But don't care.
The lessons you learned from it.
Good. That's good for you. Never going to watch it, no.
Wow. Because that's my favorite all-time movie.
No.
You know?
I know a lot of people liked it. Hence why they had three of them.
Yeah, but like I said, the sequel sucked. But in the first one, I mean, immediately you realize you're watching a different kind of movie.
Right.
The effects, you know, them jumping in the air and things like that. And you go, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
You know? But you haven't given it a chance. Why not give it 10, 15 minutes and see? I mean, why would you be so anti?
And it's so old now, I'm like, I'm good.
But why so anti-Matrix if you like Keanu Reeves? And then you have, who's the Samuel L. Jackson?
That's not Samuel L. Jackson.
No, what's his name? The other guy.
I know who it is.
Lawrence
something.
No, something Lawrence.
No, I think his first name is Lawrence. Lawrence Fishburne? No.
Yeah, Fishburne.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him too, but no, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But I won't talk you into it.
No. I mean, you couldn't. We could stay here all day and I'll still be like, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to go home and run the Matrix.
But you do like science fiction sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Which ones do you like? Like Star Wars?
No, never got into that either.
Yeah, that's too
science fiction. Not my thing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I thought Chewbacca was cute, like in little clips and stuff, but still not my type of movie.
Yeah, I just watch them because it's real great production. And if you watch it on a big screen or at least, you know, sound and everything, it looks and sounds great. The stories,
exactly.
I don't get into them, you know. But,
exactly.
But yeah, sometimes you don't want to miss out on big movies. Although, like I said, all the Avengers, I haven't really seen any of them.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge fucking movies. So yeah. So Aladdin is coming up. When is it coming out? I don't know. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. Did you know that? Yeah. He was Madonna's husband at one point.
No clue.
No? Mm. Well, he made a few movies that didn't really do well.
That would be me, probably.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked yesterday. It was huge news about the parents allegedly, paying and faking their kids' athletic track record and all this shit because they wanted to get him to quality schools.
Right.
Ivy schools. So they would pay money for people to take the tests for them, to do everything, you know. And the thing is, and it's a big deal, they said how many parents? About 30 or something, you know.
Right.
So...
idiots.
Yeah, this is a place where rich people are trying to fucking get away with shit, and they're all going to pay big time now, you know?
Yeah. Are they going to do jail time, you think?
Yeah.
Oh.
For sure.
Well, then.
I mean, this is a pretty, you know, I mean, it's a corruption of elite college admissions, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steady application of wealth combined with fraud. All right. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I wonder how many jail time.
Yeah. 50 people face charges in all, including SAT and ACT administrators, one exam proctor, 9 coaches, and college administrator. Wow. So, I mean, how do you collude with so many people and hope not to get caught?
Because people think if so many people are involved, you won't get caught. That's why.
Because I think it's, yeah. No, I would say, you know, the more people that know about it, the more likely it is to come out. You know, I mean, how do you become part of it? Think about it. If you're going to commit a crime, are you going to have 50 people helping you or 3 people?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't commit a crime, but if I did, I'd probably do it solo dolo.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Unless I like had Gabby.
You can't trust anybody.
I don't trust anybody. Right. Like, I think the only single person I'd ever try to commit a crime with is my sister.
Yeah.
And at that, I'd be like, "Fuck! I hope she doesn't like succumb and tell everyone it was us."
That's what I'm saying, you know. So 50 people felt it's okay to do that and didn't worry about it. So how fucking smart can you be?
Yeah,
eventually
right.
It's going to come out. Maybe they didn't realize how severe it was.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but they're idiots. So.
Fuck, man. Fuck. But but my biggest question is, what about the kids? What did the kids say? Hey, I got into the school because I was given special treatment.
Right.
You know, because special privilege, because my parents have money. Come on.
Mm.
You know, they'd be bullied to death in those colleges. And then people would find out they're not really athletes. Man, they didn't think this through at all.
No.
You know?
They definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, well, guess who doesn't feel bad for them? That would be me.
People,
yeah.
Right?
And I'm one of them. Right. Yeah. I don't feel fucking bad for you. Like, let your kid go to whatever college she gets in naturally, you fucking idiots. Now you're going to jail for what?
Yeah.
Now she's not going to that college, and now you'll never be on the Full House remake ever again if they bring back another season.
Right.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
That's the definition of like, she's probably a fucking spaz at home.
Yeah.
Like forcing her kid to do shit she doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to join the cheerleading squad. You have to. I'm like, yo, mom, you really need some Xanax.
Yeah.
And you need to chill. I'm not joining whatever team you want me to join. Like, can you imagine what she's like at home?
Yeah.
And her and one of their kids, I forget which one of those women, but they tweeted, I don't know how often I'm going to attend class, but I definitely want to go to college for like the parties.
Really?
Yeah. And they screenshotted it. And now it's like, it's not going to help your fucking case.
Right.
Maybe you should have told your daughter to shut the fuck up on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now you guys look like even bigger idiots.
And they show you that they take up all the space of other people.
Mm-hmm.
People that should be
like
there.
People that are actually like killing the SATs,
right? And
playing every sport.
Think about it. You bust your ass for so many years to get into school, and then some fucker takes your place, you know?
Right.
And that's, I think, the bottom line here. That's why so many people are pissed off, you know?
Yeah.
You know, get around the system and shit. But there's something playing in front of me on the screen. An Arkansas cop jumps on the hood of a car and shoots a suspect as the car's moving, you know.
Is the suspect dead?
Yeah, he killed the suspect, but he was aiming his gun. They show him aiming his gun, and the car coming towards him. He like jumps on the hood, shoots through the windshield, and kills the guy. And this is all like in a 2 second clip here that I'm seeing. It goes back and forth. I'm gonna have to take
a suspect for what crime?
I don't know.
It's really cold in here today, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, but okay.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, today is... Do you realize how... I mean, did you feel how hot it was yesterday? In the sun?
I wasn't really outside that much yesterday. We didn't even do the podcast last night.
The sun, it was like 70 degrees, but really hot 70 degrees. I said,
I love when it's like that.
What the fuck? It's back to summer. I started to remember what kind of summer we're going to have.
Oh, I Googled the butterflies, and they're migrating from Mexico because it's raining.
To Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
And everybody found
out. Yeah.
But I saw some actually when I got home in my street. That's why I thought. Wow.
I don't really see that many
today,
though.
It's the end of the world, right?
Yes.
The attack of the moths.
Yeah. I like butterflies, but it was just like random. I've never seen anything like it.
I know.
It's like, what is happening here?
Pretty interesting. And you would think, I mean, my God, they're migrating. They're such little creatures, you know?
Yeah.
How
are they
going to
make it?
In months, you know? They just seem to fly around. They don't really have a direction like birds do.
Yeah, they're like,
right.
I'm like, well, how do you guys even know?
Maybe they all go in the same general direction, you know?
Maybe they're all No, because some of them weren't.
Maybe they're not. Yeah, some are in flocks, but, you know, maybe the flocks go different places. Generally, they go north and, you know, they just goof off.
I think my ex-boyfriend lied about coming, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, this is when I'm like, you're literally a psychopath.
So he was
No, he even screenshotted. So he screenshotted me this. Hold on a second. Like, I just got lost in thought because I'm like, this dude is such a fucking loser. Hold on. He screenshotted me this. wait, maybe he is coming.
What the fuck? Okay, don't jump to conclusions.
I can't. I just like I can't stand him though.
Yeah.
I just need him to do this YouTube with me so I can. I'm like debating whether or not I should do a YouTube beforehand, explaining my relationship with him, so that when we do the video together, people are like, "Okay, I get it."
Right.
I'm like, so this is the deal.
So it's a guy you don't really want to see, but you need him. What, to be on your video? Why? Is it going to get you exposure or something?
Well, ex-boyfriend tags on YouTube. Like, if you go to YouTube right now and you type ex-boyfriend tags, see how many views, like, most of them get.
Really? That's yeah. what you told me. So mm-hmm.
Just type in ex-boyfriend tag.
In YouTube?
Yeah.
Really?
At the top.
Okay, I'll do that. But why is that?
Because people, like, just like to see how people interact with their exes.
Really?
Yeah, like, I watched four or five of them the other day right. to just, like, get a kind of idea of how what direction I want this video to go in.
Right.
And they are interesting, to say the least. Like, yeah. some people were so awkward together, it was, like, hard to get through.
Right.
And then other people you knew, like, right after they were done filming the video, they were definitely having sex after. Yeah, so it's, like, I think people are just curious.
You're right. 2 million, mm-hmm. 1 million, yeah. 6.9.
And then if you look at their other videos, they'll only have, like, 6,000, 18K.
Right, right.
So, like, the ex-boyfriend tags just do really well.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I need to use you. Because if I can get another video that's over 300,000, I can make, like, $2,000 off that video.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get, like, a little bottle of, like, tequila.
Yeah.
And some orange juice.
But, God, that means you can get a lot of exes in there, right? You've had several exes.
Yeah, but not many that'll none fucking do it.
Yeah.
Not a lot that'll do it.
You can always pretend, bring somebody and say, "Hey, that's my ex." Yeah, like no,
you can't deny the chemistry. Like, you know right. what I mean? Like, you can tell when people have, like, these people have definitely fucked around with each other because they hate each other. Like, that's going to be me and Marty on camera. You can tell that we hate each other. Like, there's a few people I would love to do that video with.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to do it with John, but he would never.
Plus, we'd have to have him on this show too, though, right?
Oh, well, Marty? Mean,
the one that you think is coming.
Yeah. He's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Well, maybe, because I'd like to see the exchange between you two. That would help promote your YouTube, too.
God. I told him if the minute he walks into the apartment, it's like we're doing it. No excuses.
Wow.
Straight up, right away.
Oh, okay. But actually, yeah, you don't want to be around him more than you have to. So.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to bring him in.
God, yeah. I don't think I could be around him for that long.
You see, I don't have any drama with my exes, so I don't know what
to do. It's not that I wouldn't say I have drama with him. Right. He's actually one of my exes that I can actually stomach talking to. But it's just like, he caused so much damage and lied so much when we were together that it's impossible for me to believe anything he says.
Yeah.
And that's just not, like, even if he is telling the truth, I don't fucking believe you. Because you have lied so much in the past about shit you don't need to lie about.
Yeah.
And when my grandmother passed away, he didn't say shit to me. So, like, I'm holding on to that forever and ever and ever and ever. And he met her.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he didn't even reach out to my dad. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my family liked you. My family loved him.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was like, he's not the one for you, but, like, I love him.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was like, he's a really good guy, but he's not. Like, if he ever asked to marry you, I wouldn't walk you down the aisle.
Wow, really?
Because he can't. So that we went out to eat this one time at a restaurant. It was like, we actually left my grandmother's house and we all went out to eat after. And it was like this really nice place in Boston.
Right.
And I'm a very affectionate person when I date, even in front of my parents. Like, I'll rub the back of my boyfriend's neck, hold his hand, put my hand on his thigh. It's just like how I am.
Like public affection.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I won't make out with somebody in the middle of a restaurant, but, like, I'll do little stuff like that.
Right.
And my dad pulled me aside after and was like, I don't like him for you because he doesn't give you the same amount of butter. And ever since then, I'm like, yeah, you're right, Dad.
So, like, he didn't respond or reciprocate?
No.
Yeah.
No.
If he seemed uncomfortable and shit with that, you know, but maybe it's his own problem.
Whatever the case may be, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
And my dad also didn't like the fact that he would never be able to provide for me in the way I need somebody to provide for me. Like, I'm not about to marry someone or have kids with someone who can't even afford to wipe his own ass with toilet paper.
Not only that, but preferably with a lot of money.
So I mean, I don't need, like, a super rich guy, but, like, I don't want to get pregnant and have to go right back to work.
No.
Like, you should be able to handle the shit.
There's a lot in between. a lot of in between the this one example and the other example.
Right.
Between the Lamborghini and the guy that can't afford to wipe his ass.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are in between. They're honest workers. They go and work every day, and they're decent, you know. But I'm sure if you'll find someone. Look, most men, I think, or many, enjoy feeling they're taking care of the woman.
Right.
You know, so that shouldn't be too hard for you, you know. Not everybody wants a woman who's like a CEO or something, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Some men that have money want women that aren't ever going to work.
Right.
Which I think is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But
well,
I mean,
they
I also
to
would.
Serve them,
yeah,
know?
I mean, I sometimes there's men that don't want them to serve them. They just don't want their woman to work. Like I.
But what would she do if she doesn't work? She doesn't serve him. She's going to get into fucking affairs and shit.
No.
Yeah.
She's going to be too busy raising the kids.
Yeah, until they grow up, and then what? Like Hollywood housewives and shit.
Yeah, she should probably land a role on that show then. There you go. Like her whole life is already planned
or
out.
Or she'll
for
be
her.
Just fucking like, you know, fucking around all day and shit.
See, I wouldn't mind that just for the mere fact it would give me more time to like work on my YouTube and like do things that I actually like enjoy doing. I'm like, I'm living the best life ever.
Yeah.
You know? But if you're not into like social media and stuff, I guess, yeah, she'd get bored.
Yeah.
Like what else is she going to do?
Right. Even social media. I mean, you know, people get, I don't know, if the guy's like, she's not working, he's busy all the time. Now, I see it's inevitable until she meets somebody. She's going to need somebody.
I don't know, because usually guys like that are keeping tabs on their wife.
Yeah.
It'd probably be impossible for her to cheat.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to know.
And there goes your lifestyle today. It's harder today to get away with cheating, I think, with all the technology and shit.
Right, yeah.
People can always know where you are and or how you do things. And if you start doing things differently, suddenly people realize, wait a minute, something's going on.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the best advice is don't fucking cheat, man. If you want to be with other people, get a divorce, split up. And then do it, you know, because it's just not, I mean, this is the person that you live with and that you love or that loves you. And then, so the closest person to you, you're going to stab in the back.
Right.
Why would you do that? I mean, how can you possibly be a respectable and respectful human being if you're going to do that?
Your dad did it.
Okay.
Then my mom turned around and cheated on him, so they both did it to each other.
Yeah, well then, you know, but it's a terrible thing to do, I think.
I've never cheated on anybody. Even when I'm dating someone and we don't even have an official title, I'm not even...
Right, you just won't go with other guys while you're dating one guy.
Yeah, it's just like I want to see where this goes before I try to like get into something else. And people are like, oh, I date multiple dudes at the same time. I'm like, and then how do you ever build a solid connection with one person if you're dating so many people at the same time?
Right.
Like, how do you even get emotionally attached? And maybe that's why people do it, because they don't want to get emotionally attached, which is bizarre to me, but...
Probably, you know. I mean, I wouldn't say I've never done it. When I was in my 20s, I remember I was at a friend's business at their shop, and she had a couple women, well, about girls my age, 23 maybe. And they came in and they were selling advertising for Classified in the paper way back when.
Right.
So I met both of them. They were both cute. They were both working together. I don't know how great friends they were. But they both ended up pursuing me. I ended up fucking both of them within a week of each other.
That's shitty of you.
But it wasn't dating. I wasn't dating.
Doesn't matter. I would never fuck friends.
No, but they're the ones that came to me.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean? I never even fucking made a move on them. But no, I did feel bad. And that's why I dropped both of them. I'm like, I can't do this. But listen, I was 22 years old. What the fuck?
Yeah, guys are usually pieces of shit at 22, so.
No, it's just everybody fucks a lot. You said so yourself.
Not me, but yeah, guys do.
I think they were competing among themselves for some reason.
Probably, but that's bizarre, and you probably shouldn't be friends with that person.
But it was both of them a one-night stand. What the fuck?
I think it's so weird that people could just sleep with people and then not talk to them again.
Well, no, you do talk to them, but maybe you don't fuck them again.
Wow. Wild.
Yeah. No, I stayed in touch with them for a while, but yeah, then I think they split up. Or something, you know?
Yeah, they stopped being friends?
Yeah, I think
so. Sounds like they were on their way there.
Yeah, probably. But like I said, that was a long time ago.
But yeah, 20 when you were 22.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It definitely was.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Whew.
I miss those years. But, you know, it's like it's a constant battle, you know. On the one hand, you have people that are younger than you and you go, wow, I miss that youth. On the other side, you have your parents that are aging. Like my mom's back in the hospital now.
Yeah.
For breathing. So, and then you see that and you go, you know what? We're all mortal and we're all going to fucking get old and sick and be a burden on other people and not be able to do shit.
It's a really depressing
shit.
Way to put things.
Right?
Though, so.
But I see that all the time because I'm closer to, I'm seeing more older people now than I used to when I was younger.
Right.
Everybody's older now.
Yeah.
So you see that and you get squeezed between the youth and this fucking shit over here. And you go, where am I? You know, I mean, do I still belong with the young? Am I with the old? It's kind of shitty, you know?
Mm.
And you're right. That is a grim look. But most people, that's how they go.
Right.
You know? Fuck. Did we talk about Alex Trebek having a fourth stage? You know who he is from
yeah.
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Very cool guy, right? Diagnosed with
pancreatic,
phase four,
right?
Yeah, phase four.
That's terrible.
Stage four, sorry.
Well, he had throat cancer too, right?
Really?
Yeah, because he took like a year or two ago, he took some time off because he had throat cancer.
Oh, they never mentioned that.
I think it probably spread now.
But tell me something, stage four usually is like only a few months to live, right?
I don't know, but it's not good.
No. Is there a new family?
My mom's side has bone and breast and skin. And my dad's side has lymphoma.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Ooh, you see, so everybody's got some kind of fucking shitty background that they're carrying with them in their DNA.
Yeah.
In their genes, you know, and then you just...
I think there's a lot of outside factors that contribute to it, too, other than just genetics.
Right, right. Yeah, your lifestyle, obviously.
Yeah, and I think it's... And this is why I try not to take... like Advil and stuff now. Like if you really think about it, we don't know what these over-the-counter pills are doing to the inside of our bodies.
Well, I would think we do. I mean, you hope that the government, when they approve the drug, they know what's going on.
Yeah, but we're also an overpopulated society. So
yeah. What does that mean?
It means you don't know if they're approving it, but they also know that, hey, you know, half the population could get something from this. See
right.
ya.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I'm paranoid, so yeah. I just don't be trusting anybody. Like I'll take pills if I have like absolutely no option, but I have to.
Right.
But other than that, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll thug it out.
Yeah. Well, I have to take pills, but
I'm more of a syrup type of person, which is probably worse for you.
Syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like anytime I get like a slight cough, I'll like down codeine.
Yeah. Really, codeine.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the over-the-counter shit.
No, codeine you have to have a doctor's prescription
right.
for. Yeah.
And that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I literally just have to call my doctor and say, hey, this is what I need, and he sends it to me. Because they get paid off those, so they don't really give a fuck. If you get a chill doctor and he knows, okay, this chick is probably needing it because she's a psychopath, like, let me write her scripts.
But that's the problem with doctors today, you
yeah.
know?
And also doctors be, like, I just watched this episode of Chicago PD where a doctor diagnosed over 68 people with cancer and they didn't even have it.
Really?
So they were taking medicine for cancer that they didn't have.
Wow.
Which in the end killed them as if they did have cancer.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, yo, I literally don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody.
Wow.
You just got to hope that you got that one out of every four doctor that's like really loves his patients, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least loves you. So you just got to pray that that's what you have.
Yeah.
I have a really, really cool doctor back home. Like he's chill.
Yeah. Not me. Mine's very straight.
Yeah. I mean, he has very bedside manner, but like,
yeah,
I can still get him to laugh at some of my jokes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, he's cool. I know he's taking his job seriously, but he's got a little bit of a sense of humor. So we're good.
Good. Good. Well, I'm sure, you know, it doesn't take for you to make someone laugh, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What do you think was named the world's most exciting city? Did you see that
No.
one? What do you think it is?
It's not Las Vegas because that would be too predictable.
I think it's so obvious, you know. It's like
Miami.
I would think this is the first place.
New York.
New York. New York City. You know, because think about it. I think it's because it represents America. When you're on the outside, you see the skyscrapers. You know, you see all the music, all the Broadway, Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building. It's like, you know, in the city that never really sleeps.
Right.
People like that. It's different, you know. It represents
that's
America.
Not like I.
There's an abundance of everything.
I haven't been there in the summer, so yeah. I can't really tell you if I like it or not. But honestly, I could care less about New York. It's too crowded for me. It smells so bad.
Yeah, but you don't like even visiting there?
No, not really.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. How far is Boston from New York?
It's like a 5-6 hour drive.
Yeah? Okay, so like driving to San Francisco or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh. Not a big deal. So, I mean, it was within
some people can
distance,
get there in like four if they're speeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could get there, I mean, rather easily. You don't have to fly there or anything.
Yeah. I mean, a flight's only 45 minutes, though. So right. It's like.
Right.
You might as well fly.
I've been in New York several times, and usually I think it was around the holidays. So the weather is sort of like okay.
Right.
No snow, but it's kind of chilly and all that. And I remember I really enjoyed New York. You know, I felt like L.A. seems like a graveyard in comparison to New York as far as to
what
what's
do you mean? What do you mean by
like
that?
Like not as much is happening here. It seems like a sleepy town here compared to New York. Many places here close at 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get a fucking meal anywhere unless you go to some 24-hour diner. But in New York, everything's open all the time.
No, I think that's false. There's a lot of restaurants out here that are open late. Bossa Nova, my restaurant that I work at.
Yeah, but those are like high-end, you know?
No, I mean, Bossa Nova is not high-end.
No.
It's Brazilian food. Like, you can get it as if, like, you're eating at a diner. Mm. Yeah, like, no, there's a lot of restaurants in L.A. that are open late.
I guess in the city, huh?
Yeah.
Here it's dead.
Well, I mean, because this is the valley. Yeah. It's like living in the suburbs. Obviously, there's everyone that lives in the suburbs wants to be in bed by 10.
Right.
So, yeah, the restaurants
close. So there's more. So you feel there's action in L.A.?
Yeah.
But not as much as
I feel like if I woke up at 11 o'clock at night and I was hungry, there's a million of places that I can go and have a drink and eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you can go to Barry's, you can go to Bossa Nova, you can go to Wally's, you can go to Mastro's. All those kitchens close after midnight.
Yeah.
So.
It seems like New York people seem to look down on Angelinos. I don't know why that is, but like, yeah, LA this, LA is that, but people love New York. You got to love it in order to
live there.
I
mean, I love
there.
The people in New York.
Right.
Like, I swear my husband's somewhere. My soulmate is definitely somewhere in New York City.
So you better go there.
No, I'm good.
To find
him. He better just go on vacation somewhere in Los Angeles. We can be here.
But if he's making a lot of money in New York, you'll have to move there.
Mm-mm.
You don't have a choice.
I wouldn't move to New
York.
But
have him take you. You don't have to live in the city. Live in Long Island or something.
I don't want to live anywhere where it's cold. Yeah. Ever again in my life. I don't want to wake up and see 7 feet of snow outside my door, ever.
So if you met a guy and he lives in New York and you're in love with him and he said, I'm not moving, what would you
do? And I'd say, I'm not moving either.
Really?
So we're going to have to cut ties. I'm not moving somewhere cold.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it for a guy.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I would.
I would not. Yeah. Like, for instance, if I fell in love with the guy, like, say I kept seeing the guy from Chicago and we fell madly in love with each other and he was like, I want you to move to Chicago. I'd be like, I'll visit.
Yeah.
But I'll come more often.
So you'd have a long distance relationship?
I wouldn't move there.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. It's so cold.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how you do this day in and day out.
Yeah.
Like, and actually,
see,
like, enjoy
I don't know.
It.
I think I would, as cold as it gets, I think I would be able to handle it. Because the heat to me is like too much, man. And besides that, cold
love
is
the
not
heat.
All year, you know?
I don't care. It's a long fucking stretch of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. It starts getting cold in October.
Yeah.
Like, it starts going, the temperature starts going way down in October. So it's cold October, November, December, January, February, March.
Right.
Starts to get a little warmer in April.
Yeah.
May, it's still a little chilly. It's 8 months of cold.
Huh.
No. And then you got, what, 2 months of warm weather? And at that, it's probably raining 90% of the time. I'm good.
I'd have to try to tell you. I don't know.
Now, if he was like, I
Many
want you to leave.
Seem to live there just fine.
And yeah, because people are used to it, but they're miserable.
No, no, all of them. I don't think
no,
so.
No, thanks. But if he was like, if he was ever like, I want you to leave the city and move to San Diego, then I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. No, I'll but do some that. People like cold weather rather than hot weather. Yeah.
Not me.
Because hot weather really makes me like totally like fucking like a rubber doll, you know? I mean, I feel like I can't stand outside, you know? It's
I
too
love
much.
It. I'm like, melt me, melt me.
Oh, man. So you see, people like different things. So you don't belong in the cold weather and I don't belong here. I don't know. That's maybe why Oregon was also attractive to me. It was more like
yeah, you would have not been happy in the rain, though.
I don't know if I wouldn't, you know?
No, you people, definitely wouldn't.
People say that you can go hiking in the rain, too, and it's just as
yeah,
much fun.
And you would enjoy it probably the first time you did it, but then after 6 months of rain, you'd be like, I'm pretty much fucking done with this. Facts.
But no, I mean, but there's like, I follow the weather there. I don't know why I still do. But no, it's not that bad. You get like days that it doesn't rain. It doesn't rain every day and not all day, you know. And sometimes when they say rain, it's just a drizzle or something, you know. It's not always like
drizzles are still depressing and it's still cloudy as fuck and damp and gross out. It's like right. Ugh.
But I must admit, I do say to myself that thank goodness that I didn't.
Yeah, oh my God, no.
And not the weather. It's the fact that I have family here.
Yeah, I know. Family's everything. I mean, if my family was in L.A., I'd be living my best life.
Yeah. You see,
I'd
like
be so happy.
I was thinking, like, if I was there right now and my mom went into the hospital, I'd have to fucking come there, mm-hmm. come down here and be here and all this shit. And,
right.
Although that was the plan initially anyway, to come visit every right. few weeks. But it's not the same, you know?
Right.
And plus you have friends, family that you can see, you know? It's not a long distance thing. And but then again, you never know. I could have made a nice circle of friends there.
Right.
No problem.
Right.
You
never know.
You guys hang out.
You never know, but everything happens for a reason, and that ship has sailed, my friends.
And it's not for a reason. I made the decision. I mean, I made that decision.
But you don't know if that decision was already predetermined by God. But we're not going to get into that today.
No, because God doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Control your mind.
But those decisions are already pre-made.
So why are we even here?
We're not going to have this conversation because we'll just run in the same circles and we always have them. People are like, here they go again, having the same conversation.
But maybe some people haven't heard.
No. We've had this like literally 17 times.
I know.
Even with guests.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody likes to talk about God and stuff, you know.
I just feel like God has written the path for all of us. And those decisions, when you come to a fork in the road, the decision you make is God already knew you were going to make
so
that decision.
So why is there a fork on the road?
Just maybe to, like, test your inner spirits.
But
make
how
you
does it
realize
test
that
if you don't have free will?
That's just the way it is. You think that people wake up in the morning and they choose that they want to die in a car accident?
No, not that.
Exactly.
But
that's already predetermined. Exactly.
Okay, but not the decision that to take the direction in the fork, you do have a choice.
But the choice has already been made for you by God.
Okay, so that's where we're stuck. Okay.
Well, I have to believe it's true that God literally has written our you can't have faith if you don't believe that God has already written your story.
If you believe God gave you free will, then you don't believe it's predetermined, because the whole point is, what decision are you going to make? I mean,
but I feel like he's already made that decision for you before you've made it.
So he thinks you're saying he already decided who goes to hell and to heaven too?
No, I'm not even getting that deep into the conversation.
I thought you were there.
No. Hey, when did we start talking about heaven or hell?
Because it's part of religion.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not really talking about religion. I'm just saying I believe that God has written all our stories. We're as we go along as human beings, we are figuring out the story that he's writing for us.
I see. That's what you think. So you think we're like following a script or something?
Yeah, but we don't know what the script is, which is what makes life life.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it's fun if it goes well for you and everything is all well and good. Like, I feel like when I moved to California at that exact time that I did, drove across the country, moved into an apartment I couldn't afford, moved in, found some rant. Like, I went out to eat with one of my friend's friends, met my other roommate that I used to live with, all of that was already predetermined because that's what was supposed to happen in my life.
But you, I think you're just confusing between things that you have control over that happened to you and then things
we
that
have
you
control
have
over nothing.
Yeah, we do over
no,
our
we
decisions.
Don't. I don't think we do.
Listen,
I really don't.
I can decide to jump off the building.
Yeah, you
right
can decide
now.
That. But if you decide to do that, that was already predetermined that you were going to decide to do that by God.
So I'm just going through the motions.
Yeah, that's what life is.
No,
yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
So we're totally like an opposite, but I like it because because it's hard for me to comprehend what you're saying. And,
right.
And it's vice versa as well. You don't understand me. But fundamentally, that's how people are like developing like theories and faith and shit like
that,
you know?
Right.
Because people think very differently.
Very
they look
differently.
At things from different perspective. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That should be good radio, man. 70 million people are in the path of a bomb cyclone.
What the fuck is that?
That's what they call it, a cyclone, which is a storm.
What is a bomb cyclone, though?
That's what they call it. It's
it's
in quotation marks.
Oh.
Which means it's just a huge fucking storm. And set to strike the central U.S., bringing snow, hail, and rain.
Central U.S. is like what? Like Chicago?
Like Iowa and Omaha, Montana, you know, places like this, even Denver. So, yeah. Yeah, and then the Midwest as well, you know. They're just showing some of the... because everything's going to be in its path, that's for sure. But 70 million people, can you imagine fucking being there right now?
No. Actually, no, Sam, I can't imagine being there because it's so beautiful out today.
Yeah.
I went outside. I mean, it's chilly. I still need a jacket, but it was so nice out this morning. I was like, how can you not smile?
Yeah.
You know, when you're driving to wherever you're going.
That's true, right?
Because it's so nice
out. Even when the traffic was so fucking heavy today.
Yeah, traffic wasn't too bad for me.
Yeah.
I just like I'm still in disbelief that guy just randomly came up to me in Starbucks and told me abortion was not a choice. I'm like, do I look pregnant to you? Why would you randomly come up to me? There's a million women in here. Why did you come up to me?
Right.
Like that was weird to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to do some more ab crunches, buddy? What's going on here?
So tell me something. So you feel if you decide to do an abortion, it's pre-written already?
I think you getting pregnant and you making that decision. Yeah.
Okay. So. The question is, so why is there protests about, against, and for abortion?
Because people are, God didn't put everyone on this planet to be exactly the same. Like, for instance, this guy in Starbucks is completely against abortion, and his friends, who were completely embarrassed by him, were not against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, he's not going to put everyone on the planet to think exactly the same, then there wouldn't be any issues, and we'd all be living the same exact life.
Uh-huh.
And no one would have a story to tell.
Right.
If we all had the same story to tell.
Right.
So,
So why do they call it pro-choice? Are you saying that... how can you judge somebody if they don't have a freedom to choose?
It's not that they don't have a freedom to choose, but their choice has already been made by God.
That's hard for me to comprehend.
Yeah, I know it's hard for... I think it's hard for me to comprehend, but that's what I believe in.
Yeah.
I believe every decision we make, whether we take a right turn or a left turn, if we tell the person in front of us to shut the fuck up or we keep our mouth shut, it's already predetermined.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's been some... I've made some pretty bad mistakes in my life, and I think it was already predetermined. But then there's sometimes I think... Maybe I did that because I haven't learned the lesson that God has been trying to teach me. Therefore, he's throwing me another... Like, for instance, when I keep dating really shitty guys, when I really put them down on paper, I keep dating the same exact person over and over again.
Right.
And I always wonder, like, well, why does God keep making me meet the same person over and over again? It's probably because I'm not learning my fucking lesson. And he's like, hello, I'm trying to teach you a lesson here,
but
and you're not paying attention.
What's the lesson?
I don't know, like that there's red flags in front of me. I'm making excuses for men. I don't let any female walk all over me, but I'll let men walk all over me. And he's like, stop it. It's time to wake up. You're about to be 31 years old. And this is why you're still single. And this is why you're not a mom yet, because you're not ready to be one.
I see. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like that. Anyway, so we're totally out of time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go knock 'em dead today.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, be good out there. Stay out of the storm, I guess, if you can. I don't know how. But thank you for the butterflies for making an interesting day for us yesterday. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.